I know, but I looked there, but for some reason, I guess I didn't scroll all the way to the bottom or something.
Skill issue.
I got it now. I see it.
That's something the kids say. Skill issue.
You're right. It is a skill issue. You're absolutely right.
Hello and welcome to Brewsday Tuesday podcast, episode 633. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's your host, the guy who can name the most Star Wars vehicles of anyone I know, probably. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
I think my favorite name is, in the extended universe, Lando Calrissian had a ship called the You Wanna Buyer, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, surprise, surprise, Lando Calrissian does something fucking cool.
yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. Speaking of really cool people, Three Stacks is going to be on here surprising us with really cool insights, right?
Did you say surprising us?
There's a rudeness
to it. You look surprised.
Well, I was waiting for you to make a joke about someone else being here, because I'm not cool. Oh. But...
Well, you might be surprising us with your ABV.
Yeah, I was surprised because it's not on the can. Am I introducing my beer?
Yeah, go for it, I guess. Sure. Yeah.
Let's talk about it some more.
It seemed like Sam was pitching it, but it felt very rushed.
I bet you were used to that.
I was good enough to make three kids. That's all that matters. Anytime I try to make a segue that Tyler doesn't like, he'll fucking let you know about it. So if I do a segue and he doesn't say anything, that's tacit approval.
All right. I have bourbon barrel aged stupid sticky fingers, an imperial stout with roasted marshmallows, graham crackers, cacao nibs, vanilla, and milk sugar. It is Workforce Brewing Co. in collaboration with Rocky Reef Brewing Company. There are so many words on this can, and yet they didn't tell you anywhere that it's 12.5% ABV.
Oh my goodness.
It's crazy. We were having some cold weather, and then today it was like 83 degrees out, and now you're breaking out the barrel-aged dark beer.
But it's a s'mores beer, so summer.
Yeah.
It smells so sweet. It poured out just black and opaque. It had some dark brown bubbles that are already have dissipated.
It doesn't say anything on here about there being a smoky flavor, but if you're going to s'mores this hard and there's no smoke, I still think you're a liar.
That is boozy and sweet.
Does it taste like the things it's trying to taste like, or is it just alcohol and sweetness?
I mean, it tastes like a s'mores stout. I don't think it tastes like the individual things.
I get chocolate from that, but I don't get it. I don't get marshmallow or graham cracker or smoke.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
It's a good chocolate flavor.
It's really good.
I think that a lot of the time in these sweet stouts with chocolate, it's like overpoweringly sweet. Like it's like dark chocolate vibes. Yeah,
it's like a bitter chocolate.
I dig that. But for me, it would lose points for the marketing of it being like so obviously s'mores-ish, because it's not that s'mores-ish.
It does have a, like, not even like a draw, like a photograph of roasted marshmallows on the can.
Yeah. Well, I have from it's a small local brewery you might not have heard of. It's a Dogfish Head Tropical Squall Imperial Golden Ale. I had a citrus squall, I believe, that I thought was fine. This is 9% ABV, by the way. I like tropical. I like golden ale, so I'm hoping. It had a small head that's pretty much gone now. Fairly clear, you know, standard beer, yellowy color. It smells extremely tropical, very pineapple-y. Yeah, I like that a lot. Like that a lot. That's very good. It's tropical flavors that I like, and not much in there that I don't like. So I enjoy this beer. Yeah, I enjoy this beer.
Can I take a little side mission here to talk about a joke I heard on television?
Sure.
All right, just since we're talking about a Delaware beer, I'm really into The Late Show with Seth Meyers. I think Seth Meyers does a really good job at, like, I think late night talk show host is a really specific job, and he and Conan O'Brien have done it better than anyone else by a mile, in my opinion. And one of his monologue jokes was about how Biden was going to make his presidential library in Delaware, which makes sense. And the joke was, it'll be the second most visited landmark in Delaware. And then there was just this shot of the Welcome to Maryland sign. Just as a Maryland guy talking to a Delaware guy, it just made you think, haha, fuck you.
I'm not here to defend Delaware. Delaware sucks. I'll go on record I'll go on record again.
It has employed you, and that is sufficient for now.
I guess you know what? That's true. Hopefully nobody hears this. They won't, actually. I know they won't. Sam, what are you drinking over there?
Yeah, so this is from the Couve. When we are backing up at the end of our vacation, we looked in the fridge, and me and Emily's dad, the like two big beer drinkers of that crew, were like, all right, what are we going to do this beer? And some of the beer, naturally, we waited until our pesky wives weren't around and we just shotgunned. But other than those, we had to figure out, like, what should we leave here for the next tenants of this Airbnb, and what should we try to take home? He took a bunch of stuff home. I took a single beer back.
And it was this
beer. That's this beer. And I only brought it back because it was his favorite beer from the whole time we were there. This is from Twin Sails Brewing in Port Moody. Locals only, West Coast IPA.
Okay.
It doesn't say IPA at all.
Shit, you're right. It says West Coast Pale. It said West Coast and I got bored of reading it. I made certain assumptions. Which, well, it's explained why it's 4.8% ABV.
Yeah, it's a good thing she said that, because that's a difference.
Oh, I love this nose. A lot of floral, a little bit of slickness, but I'm so used to like fruity bullshit IPA smells that just smells like hop ass hops. Oh, that's so good.
Nice.
It's very much what it says on the tin type of a thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is going to be really hoppy and really refreshing. And I'm like, yep, you did it.
Well, that's good, because as we all know, sometimes the can is a liar.
I would actually even give this IPA. If they would, it's less hoppy than your average IPA, but it's more hoppy than a number of beers that have labeled themselves IPAs that I've had on the show.
Yeah.
I guess it's an APA, but it's from Canada, so they're not going to call themselves an APA.
Yeah, and a CPA just sounds like you're doing taxes.
Do they call that the same thing up there? Probably not.
Right, yeah. Yeah. It's like a...
Or you're watching that Extreme Dodgeball show.
Pardon?
Oh, this was in, like, 2008 or something. There was,
are you talking about the movie Dodgeball?
No, there was like on the Game Show Network, because they had to fill...
Not on ESPN The Ocho?
No.
Huh.
No, they had to fill a lot of time on the Game Show Network. There was just like a dodgeball tournament, basically, but it was like in game show form, and all of the teams had themes, and one of them was CPA theme. Like, they were the CPAs, and they were the Certified Public Assassins. I think there was a team of jockeys, there was a team of sumo wrestlers. They were clearly all scripted, like, these people didn't do these jobs. And in retrospect, extremely bizarre television program. But it's always my first thought when someone mentions CPAs.
Huh.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
I remember enjoying it a lot.
what I said at the beginning was prophetic. She's going to surprise us with some real interesting insights this episode. Yep.
The thing about that is I've definitely told Sam about this show before.
I never made a mark in my mind that this show existed. If I ever saw an ad for it, it passed through one eyeball and out the other eyeball.
It was called Extreme Dodgeball. There's a whole wiki about it.
Yeah, I don't disbelieve you.
I didn't have Game Show Network growing up. It was, I know we've talked about you not having Nickelodeon growing up and it being a big deal for you to watch it at your grandma's house sometimes.
Hell yeah.
For me, that was Game Show Network and Cartoon Network. So like, I want to watch Powerpuff Girls and I want to watch, I don't know, reruns of The Price is Right, I guess.
I was never a big game show.
You know who does not know how much a bucket of Tide costs? It's a 7-year-old.
No, right.
That stuff.
Yeah. I was never really the biggest game show fan because exactly, like, I don't know. It's just people jumping up and down. And I guess that's exciting. Like, there are colored lights, but yeah.
I feel like we had a golden era of game shows when cable was a thing and the Game Show Network existed. There were some truly unhinged game shows around. If you ever want to talk about weird game shows,
I like Most Elimination Challenge.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge was not on Game Show Network. I think that was only on Spike.
But that was a great show. Spike TV.
I mean, TV for men. If men only like to watch MXC and reruns of CSI, in my experience. Mansers. I forgot about Mansers.
There was like 2 seasons of Stripperella.
Yikes.
Yeah, well, I didn't write the show. I'm just saying it was on. It was a cartoon super heroine voiced by Pamela Anderson.
I bet it was really progressive and good and not problematic. Tyler froze, and then I heard a lighter. So did you intentionally freeze your image so you could spark up, or is that a coincidence? Good talk. Well, usually we'd go to an article now, but we only have 2, and we're already talking about Game Show Networks. You said you could name a bunch of unhinged Game Show Network shows. Let's do that now.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know if I can name a bunch. I just want to use every platform available to talk about the game show Cram, which was insane. It was an insane premise. It was an insane program.
Do you mind if I start with my understanding of Cram and you can correct me?
Yeah.
I think the idea was the contestants were told what they were going to have an exam about, and they had like 24 hours and a research library to learn it as good as they could and then would be tested on at the end of that. Is that close?
I mean, like, that's kind of the gist of it. I think they just gave them a stack of books. It was like, here are your 8 topics or whatever, and they gave them books and 24 hours in a hotel room with, you had one partner, you were a team of 2, and you had to learn as much of the stuff as you could and then do wacky physical challenges while they quizzed you on it immediately following.
What?
So, like, you could sleep, but you're gonna miss out on time to learn way too much stuff in the first place. And then, like, it was just like one of them would have to be like running on a giant hamster wheel while answering questions about something that they were given a 200-page book on.
And it was always like inane shit, right? Like corn yields from the 1800s or whatever.
The one that stands out most clearly was, like, they had to run back and forth. They just had, like, a car parked in the studio, and they had to run over and flash the brights in Morse code. It was like they gave them a letter, and then they had to run over there and flash the brights and then swap every time. They just had to run 50 feet.
So they had to memorize Morse code in advance? Morse code in
24 hours, along with all of their other stuff.
Huh.
And, like,
well, I got 2 letters of Morse code memorized already, so I'm kind of on my way.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was just, It was such a weird and they also, like, you know, had cameras, so they would just show clips of these people, like, trying to memorize things and having, like, complete breakdowns at 3 a.m. So, like, I just don't care about the Kentucky Derby anymore.
It's, in a weird way, the inverse of Silent Library. I don't know if you guys have seen Silent Library.
Yeah. For sure.
Are you familiar?
I have not.
I think that show's Japanese, right?
It is.
It's so, and it's just like people are in a library and, you know, the classic is they have to take turns getting punched in the nuts.
Yeah.
And if you're too loud, you get eliminated from the silent library.
Yeah.
So it's just like, or like they throw gerbils at them or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just things that would make you scream and you have to not scream.
Yeah. I feel like Japan's really got the market cornered on weird game shows. And I'm sad that some of them never made it. The one where there's just like, they gotta do the poses and fit through the holes.
Oh, that's a fun one.
But I mean, play in America.
Yeah.
They did play in America. We ripped that off for a minute. But we've got weird game shows too. Like Jay Farrow's hosting The Quiz with Balls. Have you seen that one?
No, I must know.
Like these. Yeah. These people stand on top of like a big, like at the bottom of a big slide over like a pool. And if they get a question wrong, I guess like this big Indiana Jones style ball comes and knocks them into the pool. It's just weird.
This is what the kids who did Global Guts grew up to,
I guess.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Like, is what will our children, when they're our age, think of as like nostalgic game shows like Guts or Legend of the Hidden Temple?
Yeah.
Or Double Dare.
Yeah. I feel like there's a few more.
There was like a weird puzzle one that I didn't know about until I got real bored one summer. And that Nickelodeon was showing like 90s kids game shows.
I think realistically, maybe our kids' generation will have something, but our kids won't. Because our kids will just be like, we watched K-pop Demon Hunters twice a week, every week for 3 years. And we're like, yeah, I remember that.
And then they'll watch K-pop Demon Hunters 2.
I almost asked, oh, they're making a sequel? Of course they're making a fucking sequel. It's the biggest success in the history of cinema.
I guess I don't know if it's a sequel or a prequel or what. Who cares? In talks, because Sony and Netflix got to figure it out. Because Sony screwed up.
Yeah. Is it any good? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll say I find the music irritating, but I probably only find the music irritating because it's the only music that ever plays in my house or car.
Right. That's not true. Sometimes they listen to music by your favorite performer.
Who, Super Kitties?
No, I set you up. What have you been making our children say all weekend?
Oh. Tyler, do you know who voices Scar in The Lion King?
Ooh, no, I don't.
Well, if either of my daughters were down here, I would ask them, and they would tell you, gleefully, Jeremy Irons!
Okay.
It's this new trick that I taught them this weekend, which is just saying Jeremy Irons.
Okay.
Sometimes cool, I think that that's just the best way to get attention, because Sam thinks it's the funniest thing that has ever happened.
I do think it's really funny, but definitely the funniest part is how frustrated you are about the whole situation.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they don't bug you as much, and there's something really unnerving about having a child who's trying to get your attention for, like, a good 45 seconds while you're in the middle of something that requires deep focus, and then when you finally go, what do you need? They go, just say, Jeremy Irons, and start giggling.
This is hilarious. This is great. This is wonderful.
And see, now, Tyler, you're getting where I'm coming from. Her frustration with the Jeremy Irons is the best part.
Yeah. I like it. I'm into it. Well, I was
speaking
also
of things
into,
that can be...
I was also into this article in the pre-roll. I almost read the whole thing because it's pretty cool. So let's go to sciencenews.org. Want to avoid mosquito bites? Step away from the beer.
Man, I was going to go with a thing about it. You know, a thing that's irritating, but you went with also.
Mosquitoes?
There's
sure. Yeah. Well, I liked the article. I don't know. There was
together.
I guess back in 2003, there was some music festival in the Netherlands, and along with, you know, playing music, they did some science. They had folks, volunteers, like, see how attractive they were to mosquitoes, I guess, and do some self-reporting about their activities. And it found that certain activities increased your likelihood of getting bitten, and certain activities decreased your likelihood of getting bitten. So wearing sunblock cut it down, I guess. And then, unfortunately for me, drinking beer, smoking weed, and sleeping close to somebody increases your likelihood of getting bitten. So, no wonder I come home just looking like the Toxic Avenger every day.
Have you considered bug spray?
Yeah, dude, I use so much bug spray. I'm drinking DEET at work.
Cool, that's probably good for you.
Have you seen those hats? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Beekeeper hats?
Not
almost,
no.
Yeah. Kind of.
Are we talking about the same thing? Are you sure, Tyler? What are you talking about?
Oh, are you talking... Well, so I've seen hats with netting, but are you talking about the ones with the cork that, like, move around? Because those I've seen, too. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a hat with two, like, a long brim, and there's, like, two dangly bits, and they're each, like, pretty accurate-looking dragonflies.
What?
I think the idea is mosquitoes are afraid of dragonflies, so if you have dragonflies hanging from your head, the mosquitoes will leave you alone.
Stupid. That's so stupid. Oh my god.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't.
Then maybe you're the one who's fucking stupid, sir.
Well, I am. That's also true. Nobody's denying that. I don't know. I just wonder, like, what it is about those things that make you more attractive to mosquitoes. It doesn't really say that. Like, it didn't really say why, but it's interesting, I think. I don't know. Sam found it so interesting that he left.
Space Prez came down to discuss what happened with the Netflix that they were watching.
Probably Jeremy Irons got in the way, would be my guess.
Probably. He's probably just sitting in front of the screen. Broke into our house.
Now that would be pretty disconcerting.
Is Jeremy Irons alive? No idea.
R.I. Possible, I guess. I think he's alive. I think we would have heard if he was dead.
Would we? I guess people who are more connected to, you know, mainstream media.
The industry?
Yeah. People who have watched more than 8 movies in their lifetime.
You've seen 8 movies in your lifetime? I feel like your kids have made you watch more than that.
Yeah, I've definitely seen more than 8 movies.
What?
I knew what I was talking about, and by talking about, I mean, I knew what was going on when the 12-year-olds who walked by me at the park earlier were quoting the Holes movie. Man, that movie came out when I was your age. Yikes.
Some things hold up, I don't know.
I'm not sure that the Holes movie does hold up. But there's that meme.
Yeah, there sure is the meme. Becca really likes the Holes movie. I liked the book. I never saw the movie at, like, the right time, you know? So I have no particular love for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about seeing the movie is that you have to be, like, an 11 to 13-year-old girl.
Right,
to
right.
Really, yeah, like, well, the movie.
I guess. I don't know. Something in it for everybody, I'd say. No, I wouldn't say that, actually. It's like The Goonies. Like, The Goonies is really well regarded, and I just watched it at the right time, or the wrong time, and I was like, you know, this is fine, but yeah, I'm not, you know, 9 years old or whatever when I really would have enjoyed this movie.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Holes the movie is better than Holes the book, but I do think that Holes the movie had some cute boys in it.
do you really think that was the whole appeal?
I think that was probably most of the appeal of the movie versus the book. I think we had to read the book in middle school, so, like, everyone was familiar with the plot. But, like,
I don't know that
the movie would have done as well if it did not have cute boys and a bunch of young girls who were like, yes, I know what this book is about, and now I'm going to watch this movie.
I can't begin to guess what movie this is.
But try.
You could begin.
The Godfather?
Yeah.
Godfather
yeah,
Part 2?
Got it in one.
Yep.
Gladiator?
Let's move on.
My Dinner with Andre? No.
That'll be a fun surprise for editing, Sam.
Fair enough. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Now, I do wonder why the mosquitoes seem to be punishing all the cool people. Like, if you don't drink and you don't smoke and you're all by yourself, mosquitoes aren't going to come after you. Like, come on, mosquitoes. What's the deal, yo?
The weed part is surprising to me. The beer part isn't. Like, because there's probably a little bit more sugar in your blood. Because, like, alcohol has sugar. So that's just bound to happen.
Yeah.
Like, any booze, I would think, would make you more enticing to mosquitoes. You'd have a slightly better flavor and they can probably smell that or whatever. But yeah. The weed bit surprises me.
Well, hold on. I'm going to do a real quick Google search. I was thinking maybe it's a vasodilator and that's why, but it's the science isn't clear on that.
Was it Ringu? Is that the movie you guys were talking about?
No.
Okay.
The thing is, I told you the anecdote that led to this, so.
What?
Don't worry about it. Never mind.
Okay.
Sam's going to cut this.
I was still doing science, and apparently I missed something over there.
All right, you do that. I'm going to criticize Emily's parenting. So you showed them how to change what movie they were watching on the iPad?
Yeah.
Do you see how that was an obvious mistake?
The thing is, the movie they were watching is only 45 minutes long, so I was trying to show them so when it ends, you hit this button, and then you can pick a new movie, and then I don't have to go upstairs and put on a new movie. But I didn't show them how to restart the movie when they hit the X button too soon. I see it now. I hear it.
Also, the movie they were watching was on Prime, right?
Yeah.
She came down here and she was like, how do we start it over again? And Netflix was open.
Well, then I feel like maybe this isn't entirely my fault.
So now they're watching Sonic Prime.
All right. Maybe we should give them more screen time and let them figure out how to use the iPad.
Really, I should have told them, no, you're not watching Ready Race Rescue Pups. We're going to find a longer thing for you to watch.
Could have watched K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Could have.
Again.
Hell yeah, brother.
All right, science bitch. What do you got?
Nothing else. I was saying.
We gave you enough time to do your research. We vamped.
I wasn't doing research. I just said, all I was trying to say is, I was wondering if weed maybe was a vasodilator, and that's why the mosquitoes liked it. Because, like, it increases blood flow or something. But it says the science is not conclusive on that.
I feel like there've got to be, I feel like there've got to be so many, like, confounding variables in this.
Like, if you smoke weed and you get the munchies and you eat a bunch of cake, maybe that's why they like you so much.
Yeah.
I just mean, like, this was just festival goers, broadly.
True.
But, like, it's not like they had, well, here's a control group of people who only smoked weed and a control group of people who only drank alcohol. Like,
right.
Probably a lot and of the people were doing all of them.
Only ate cake. Yeah.
Or, like, sleeping next to someone might just be like, oh, you slept right next to someone who smoked yesterday, so now you smell like weed. And that's what the mosquitoes care about.
Or the mosquito came to find them, and also you were there.
Yeah. The mosquitoes got drunk and confused.
They just, like, they don't want to suck the blood of somebody who's, like, not cool, you know? They're, like, opposite of vampires. They're, like, virgins. No thank you.
Man, we were out back for, like, 15 minutes a few days ago to play water table, and Space Prez had, like, 8 mosquito bites on her face by the time we were done.
She should stop smoking so much weed.
Yeah, it's the only way she's cool, though.
Fair dues. Now tell me about water table.
So it's kind of what it says on the tin. It's like
Imagine if you were 5 years old and you wanted to do science where you dumped water from one container into a different container. If you had like a waist-high table that just held a bunch of water and also had like some spots where you could dump water and it would make a little propeller spin. It's that.
And like it comes with a bunch of like spoons and cups and stuff, so you just dump water.
Oh, okay. All right. So I got you. Now I thought, for some reason, I thought you were like splashing around in some water that collected on like the top of your patio table or something.
No, the water table was empty, and then I took water from the hose and I sprayed it on the water table, and apparently that was plenty for the mosquitoes to be like, "Oh, what's up? Can I fuck up your life real quick?"
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. To be fair, I think that even without the water, they would have done that.
Yeah.
Having gone to a Frisbee game last week where everyone was, like, doused in bug spray and it was still, like, the mosquitoes were still, like, coming up like, "Hey, what you on about?"
Yeah.
They didn't bite you.
Yeah, there was a wedding.
Spray, but they did get right up in your face.
There was a wedding at the museum the other week and people were getting chewed up. I was like, damn, how do you just, like, not consider this? You know?
Do they have an open bar
outside?
Because that might do it.
I guess. I don't know.
You know, I've learned recently from reading Science Magazine, or sciencenews.org, that they like that.
Yeah, I think so. It is always funny when people, like, the wedding guests or like the bride and groom are like, "Wow, there are a lot of bugs here." It's like, surprise, you're outside, bitch.
You would think that somebody is on your end is in charge of like booking these events. They really should say you are going to want to bring bug spray because there's going to be bugs.
That's true. You're right. That's probably true. But like, come on, like outside. There are going
to
be bugs there. You're in their house.
Sometimes there are fewer bugs outside, and sometimes there are a lot of bugs outside.
I guess. But, like, I don't know. What do you want me to do about it? Like, oops, yeah, you're right. There are bugs out there. I guess I must have forgotten to close up the fly pens today. That's my fault, you know?
I mean, maybe they thought that you were just going to, like, spray that really aggressive bug spray that you use to, like, debug your yard if you're going to have a party in the state park. Where definitely
I'm not going to do that. Yeah, no.
Well, you should have just gotten the hounds. The hounds will herd the bugs back into their corral. Right.
I should have released the hounds.
You got to release the spiders to eat the mosquitoes.
Ugh. It's that time. Ugh. It's upsetting. I don't like spiders, as everybody knows. And it's that time of year where we get these massive yellow garden spiders around the park, and they are extremely gross.
Sam got really mad at me in Vancouver for making my dad kill a, I kid you not, 2-inch spider that was in the house. Sam was like out taking the baby for a walk, and I was like, there's a 2-inch spider like 6 inches away from the toilet, and my children are going to have to use that bathroom. And Sam was like, he was gonna kill the other bugs.
And I'll say, there were so many fucking bugs the whole time we were there. There might have been fewer if we'd let that one survive.
Do you think maybe there would have been fewer if we had left the doors closed more of the time?
But it would have been so hot.
I'm just saying. I don't know that one extremely large spider was the problem.
That dude's got to be hungry.
Not anymore.
It's true, Samuel. Beck and I went to the river this summer, and we saw just a huge, disgusting spider sitting in, like, a big egg sack. And I had the worst attack of arachnophobia I've had in years. Like, I've gotten much better with spiders. I used to be terrible with them. I've gotten much better. And then I saw that big bastard, and it all came rushing back. Ugh.
Speaking of the two main things you hate.
Yeah.
I started playing a video game called Baldur's Gate 3.
Sure.
I don't know if you have any familiarity with this game.
I'm aware of it.
Kind of the inciting incident is you have a parasite in your brain that will, apparently, I haven't played that much of the game. I'm like 3 hours in. Will turn you into a mind flayer if it stays in your brain for too long.
Oh.
But part of the opening cutscene is it shows you how it got there, and it was just like someone peeling an eyeball back and like shoving a tadpole back there, and it just made me think, oh, I should tell Tyler about this.
On a less upsetting note, which genitalia did you pick for your character?
I think I picked penis 6.
Awesome, man.
There's so many options, and quite wokely, you can pick a male body and female genitalia if you like.
No,
there was also the default genitals is like smooth like a Ken doll, and then there's a few different vulvas and a few different penises. And I naturally picked the floppiest penis.
Pretty woke game, I hear. I hear everybody can bang everybody, and you can have floppy penises wherever you want them.
Oh man, I haven't bunged nobody yet.
Well,
I'm early on. Give me time.
My favorite part of Sam picking his character's genitalia was all the penis options. Like, you have to like switch between them in a normal like character creation selector.
Do they flip back and forth? Do they waggle?
They do waggle, but they also all start like an inch above where gravity wants them to be. So you toggle between them, and they all just flop down. Boink. Just the tiniest.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. I didn't realize that you played RFK in that RFK Jr. in that game.
I would be curious to learn, when did this game come out versus when did the Brainworm story come out? It's probably around the same time. I don't think one influenced the other.
Just one of these serendipitous things, huh?
Now I'm picturing RFK playing that game in early access and being like, well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Disgusting. Some people think going to the beer spa is fun, but from McGill.ca, we got an article that says no. Is there really room for beer in your wellness routine? And this is just a vicious takedown on the beer spa, honestly. It says that some folks do take inactive brewer's yeast as a supplement. There are a lot of claims, including the ability to increase lactation in nursing mothers. Cool.
That's a legitimate thing. I buy like a bag of brewer's yeast. It tastes terrible.
You like mix it into to like oatmeal and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I know it's a real thing. I know people make these claims and you can buy it and stuff like that, but did you find that it worked at all?
I mean, no. Some people swear by it. Some people are like, it doesn't really do anything. And I think that probably what that comes down to is some people make more milk than other people.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I would agree with that.
I think also just with most things that would mostly benefit women, the studies haven't been financed. Like, obviously there are like lactation experts and stuff, but
I mean
there's not like good double-blinded studies on the effectiveness of brewer's yeast in milk production.
Yeah, well, part of it's because it's like kind of hugely unethical to do any kind of studies on pregnant or breastfeeding women.
I get that broadly, but with things that people are already saying you should take this and people are taking, then that feels like it absolves the ethical issue.
I think non-alcoholic beer was actually on. My doctor gave me a list of like foods that I could try eating that might increase milk supply, and I'm pretty sure non-alcoholic beer was on there. They obviously can't tell you should go drink a bunch of real beer, but.
And you had those cookies for a bit?
Yeah. Oatmeal is like a big one. Flaxseed is a big, like, this will help. Sure. And I think probably a lot of it is also just like, it burns a lot of calories to make enough food for a baby. So like, just eat more cookies, guys.
Yeah, man.
Trying to lose weight and eat cookies.
If it were my job to like produce sustenance and I was able to just take in extra calories, I just would like eat more nachos. That would be my lactation secret, is nachos.
Yeah, they want you to eat more protein and
no. You can put pulled pork on the nachos. That's fine. Pork
on the nachos.
It's true.
Or you wouldn't dip, but like pulled chicken, it's still good.
Chicken, sure. Yeah, anything. Whatever, it's fine. It's great.
You make shredded chicken with cream cheese and green chilies. Put it in an enchilada.
You can even just blast it with beans.
Black beans or refried beans. You know what your boy loves is refried beans.
Blast it with beans. But yeah, this article is blasting the beer spot. So it says that people take brewer's yeast, but the science isn't really in. And then it's like, and also, if you're soaking in beer, you're not going to be getting any of it anyway, because we don't take in shit through our skin. So what's the point, brother? Which, I guess, that makes sense.
I know that it's limited the degree to which we take in stuff through our skin. But I would be interested to see a study about someone sitting in a bath all day and not drinking water. You still think they get dehydrated? You'd think at some point that it would, like, just gloop in.
I'm sure there's some osmosis, Jones, but, like, not enough. You know what I mean?
And this is why I'm not a real scientist. Despite what my bachelor's degree might say.
But it does say also that some people use the beer spa with the beer for the hairs. And again, the science is kind of out on that one too. We don't really know. But there's anecdotal evidence that says that the vitamins and minerals in beer can be good for your hair.
Good for, like, growth or texture, or what benefits are we talking
like about? Like healthiness, like shinier, curlier, that sort of, stronger, that sort of thing.
Of course, Tyler thinks curly hair is better hair.
Yeah.
This really, all of this just reads like someone who doesn't really like beer very much and made their mind up before they started researching.
Fucking hit piece. The thing about the shiny hair makes me think of that horse that they were giving beer to. You remember he had like the medical condition or whatever. They're like, he definitely needs to drink beer for sure.
Or else he's not fun.
Yeah, or else we can't monetize him.
I mean, you just gotta do a study of that horse drinking beer, other horses, the women using mane and tail shampoo in their hair, and then, you know, regular people.
Yeah, that is a thing that happens.
Man, but how would you get a huge number of people in the same room together from, like, various walks of life and circumstances? Actually, that makes me think about how I had jury duty.
To that festival in the Netherlands, and I was like, those people are probably all in the same walk of life.
Sam, you are 2 for 3 today. That's great. You're doing great.
That's a way better hit rate than I usually get.
I know.
So I'm going to run through jury duty pretty quick because it was not that interesting. But I teased it like 3 months ago, so I feel like I need to follow
through. Yeah. I'm curious. Did you just sit in a room and then get dismissed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Spoilers. No, so I got there. It's like, first of all, parking was $50 and I was a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
They didn't have a place for you to park?
I said, they were like, this is the lot we recommend you go to. It's downtown Madison. Madison's an expensive city. Downtown is pretty gross.
That's insane.
He told me that and I was like, that can't be right. Because the, like, public Madison parking garages have a cap of like $8 a day.
Okay. Check my fucking credit card statement, dog.
I'm not saying that is not like a weird.
She's Googling right now prices
I'm
of
just, a, yeah. I just, I feel like this was like a fake jury summons. Like the parking garage is like summoning people down just to get your $50.
But they got the municipality on board because I had to go
crooked
to
cops. It's all crooked cops.
Was it fucking City Hall or whatever?
I'm just saying that the Capitol Square North parking garage, which is like right on the square downtown, is $1.50 an hour.
Okay, I'll find you the one I went to. Jesus Christ.
I'm not saying that they didn't screw you over. I'm saying that it's a scheme to get you to pay too much in parking because all of the parking garages are way cheaper than that one.
Yeah, that's crazy. But anyway,
so the one they told me to go to, so I went there.
You parked, you got inside the building.
I made myself look like a real butthole because there's like a mini TSA to get into.
Yeah. And you
went for a municipal building. Yeah. I forgot to take my watch off and I had to go back for the little stupid thing.
That's funny.
And then I kind of was like, those three idiots over there look like they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And I wandered over to them and they were loudly discussing not being sure where they needed to go for jury duty. So I just found the sign that says this way for jury duty and was a real hero to those people.
So you redeemed the watch incident.
In their eyes, I was a hero. In other people's eyes, I was a fool. The truth, somewhere in the middle. Or both, hard to say. But so then it's just a room with like 100, 120 people, something like that. And they were like, we're going to call you back in batches of 20. And they named a bunch of names. I wasn't part of it. They took them back. And then I was just like, I was watching season 2 of Twisted Metal on my phone. headphones, thank you. I'm respectful.
Yeah.
And then like, almost 2 hours later, they came back and they were like, okay, we're going to name the next group of people. And I was kind of like doing the math and I was like, shit, if it's going to take them 2 hours per batch and there's going to be like 6-ish batches, I'm not going to get home in time. Emily has her first Frisbee game today. This is going to be so fucked.
Yeah.
I was like, I really hope I'm in batch 2. And whether I'm on the jury or not, hopefully I can get out of here.
Yeah.
I was not in batch 2. And then, like, I was like, okay, well, shit, it's going to be, like, 1 p.m. by the time they call batch 3. And then, like, 20 minutes later, someone was like, hey, by the way, one of the juries we're staffing for, they just settled out of court. So we're going to need way fewer of you than we thought we were going
nice,
to.
Nice, nice.
And then, like, 15 minutes after that, she was like, we're done. Everyone go home. And I don't have to go back to jury duty for 4 years.
Nice.
Or I guess at least 4 years. Like, I'm not in the pool again for four years. And I was like, man, could I have gotten away with not showing up? Because I did when I got there, like, they check you in. And I had to, like, sign my name on the thing. But I was like, way more people in there got dismissed before getting called back than than the other group. You didn't need me. Did I really have to be here? Could I just have been a cheeky bastard and not shown up?
Damn. That's a less fun experience than I had, because you didn't even get to hear anybody's answers or anything, right? Like, I got to hear all the questioning, which is pretty fun.
I think if I was in one of the batches, I would have been able to hear everybody else's
answers. No, I was not in a batch. I was in a room with like 100 people, and they just did the questioning like right there. They would just
call you up. Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. And it was really funny. It was really funny because you'd be like, oh, bad answer, you know?
Like you're watching Family Feud?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, that's a strike right there.
Right, yeah. Well,
no, yeah, I played Brawl and watched Twisted Metal for a few hours, and then I went home.
Congrats. I'm glad you didn't have to do anything crazy like you were threatening to do.
I don't think I was threatening to do it. I think I was blue sky solutioneering about different options that were afforded to me.
No bad ideas in brainstorming, right?
Right. In the end, it was just like, sit around with a thumb up my ass, then go home.
Yeah.
I wore khakis and a button down because I was a little, I was worried about what I was supposed to wear. And just like every woman in there was like dressed like at that level or higher, like, you know, business skirts, pantsuits, that kind of thing. And most of the dudes in there, I guess every dude older than me was dressed like me, and every dude younger than me was in gym shorts or jeans. And I was like, ah, I could have gotten away with gym shorts and jeans. Oh, well.
I don't know. I think it's, I'd rather wear the khakis than look like Adam Sandler at the fucking jury, you know?
I mean, you definitely, it's better to be overdressed than underdressed. And I wasn't overdressed, but I really strongly prefer wearing gym shorts to khakis.
I hear you. Also, I don't think I'm ever going to escape looking like Adam Sandler at the jury, now that I think about it.
Oh, buddy, you look more like Lil Dicky. It's okay.
I know. Oh, fuck. At that same wedding, I got the first Lil Dicky I've had in like 2 years. And I was like, shit. Fuck. Is he back?
I think he's just getting older, and so are you.
I guess. I don't know. People stopped. There was a solid like 2 or 3 years where everybody was telling me I looked like Lil Dicky. And then it stopped, mercifully. And then I got my first one the other day. And it made me worried, you know?
Do you ever get Adam Driver? I could see you getting Adam Driver.
Nope, never gotten Adam Driver.
Or what about who's that sexy rabbi?
Adam Brody. Adam Brody.
Yes. Do you ever get Adam Brody?
Once or twice in high school. Yes.
I mean, you know, I got a lot of that from a specific subset in college, but that was less that I was like Adam Brody and more that I was like Seth Cohen.
Yes, I would say that is correct. what a time to be alive.
Emily's just Googling Lil Dicky while we're having a conversation.
Emily, do you not know who Lil Dicky is?
No, not until this moment.
Yeah, isn't it a shame that I look exactly like him?
It is a shame. He looks a little more Josh Groban-y.
Oh.
Lil Dicky is a rapper that can't decide whether he's a real rapper or a comedy rapper.
Correct.
I think he wants to be a real rapper, but he has more success as a comedy rapper.
He looks a little like Josh Groban.
Oh, that's not how I pictured Josh Groban. I know him better from the one TV show he was ever on, where he did not look very much like Lil Dicky. Mm. But I see what you're saying.
That's fair.
What TV show?
He played
show
Tony
Josh
Danza's
Groban?
Son in that show, which is strange.
What show?
I think it was called The Good Cop.
Oh.
He played a cop.
Okay.
I liked that show, but I don't remember why.
Was it because of Josh Groban?
I don't think so.
His je ne sais quoi is timeless.
So, Tyler, your content was bugs?
I guess.
All right. And I did jury duty, and Emily... Oh, well, look at that. It's just past 8 o'clock. We probably ought to wrap this thing up, huh?
I described the plot of at least one game show to you.
Hey, we talked for a good minute and a half while you were gone, so...
It was gross. I need to go take a shower.
Okay. Well, Stax, what do you think of that beer over there?
Well, I feel like I've gotten chattier, which probably tells you something.
Yeah.
Mostly just the ABV. What?
You have half a beer left.
I know. Half a beer. I had bourbon barrel aged stupid sticky fingers. It does specify 2025. I don't know if they've made any other versions of this beer.
Do you think stupid sticky fingers is a play on stupid sexy Flanders?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're all on the same page.
I liked this beer. It was not seasonally appropriate. This is a fantastic bonfire beer, I think.
Makes sense.
I don't think I ever really got more of the marshmallow or graham cracker, but like it's a good bit, like it's very sweet, but it's got enough bitterness in it to kind of balance that out. A nice heavy imperial stout. I'm going to give it a 7.8 and recommend it to anyone who's in one of those like unseasonably cold bonfires where they're just like, I would be eating s'mores, but instead I'm wearing a sweatshirt and want to be drinking something kind of heavy and warm.
I hear you. I had Dogfish Head's Tropical Squall Imperial Golden Ale, 9% ABV, and I really liked it. Tasted like tropical fruits, which I enjoy, and it's 9%, which I also enjoy. This is the best beer I've had in a minute, to be honest with you. I've been drinking like a whole bunch of like shitty New England IPAs and like just like crappy lagers and stuff like that. So this might be getting like a little like bump just because of everything I've been having recently, but I did enjoy it. I'm gonna give it a 9.3 and
wowzers.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
You rarely break 9. Like, it's this true. Might be your highest rating on the show ever. I would have to check. It's probably not. But
I don't think it is, but it's close. It might be number 2 or number 3. It's close. But like I said, maybe it's just because I've been drinking so much shit recently, but it delivered on what it said it was going to deliver on, and the profile was up my alley. So 9.3, if you like, you know, tropical flavors and you know, golden ales, then here we are. Samuel?
Man, I feel real cucked because I liked my beer a lot, but I didn't like it as much as you guys did. I think the thing is, this is kind of the perfect West Coast Pale, like not West Coast IPA, West Coast Pale, which is like not really a style I had considered, but it's so flavorful in the hops. It's so clean. It's so crisp. It doesn't kick you in the mouth the way I like, but it didn't say it was going to, so that's okay. Yeah. I think that the ceiling for this style of beer is a little lower, but I think this meets the ceiling. I'm going to give this a 7.5 and say, right, if the idea of a West Coast Pale appeals to you, do yourself a favor and try this, because it is so, 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 so tasty. But if that doesn't appeal to you,
you're not gonna like it.
Hey, dummy, don't drink it, you dumb dummy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Emily's doing pretty rigorous statistical analysis here, which by which I mean she opened up the Brews Day spreadsheet and is doing Control F for 9 point, looking for entries of yours that would have beaten it. What do we got? Wow, I have a lot more nines than you do. You got a 9.1 on episode 144.
Wow.
Which I think might have also been... Google Docs, you're so bad. Which was also a Dogfish
Head. Oh, Dogfish Head beer to drink music to.
Huh.
That would have been 8?
Yeah.
Ish years ago, so...
Yeah, something like that.
But did we see any others?
9.1 on Southern Tier Creme Brulee.
Wow. You did Southern Tier Creme Brulee dirty.
That's it.
I sure did.
That's all your nines.
Wow, that's crazy.
This is favorite beer in Brews Day history. And like you said, it might be proximity to recent beers that underwhelmed. I would love to see you again say this after having some shit you enjoy.
Yeah, right. Me too. Yeah, me too. Well, that's interesting. That's fun. Samuel, do you know what you'll be drinking next week?
I do not, my man. Oh, wait. Oh.
Okay.
I should drink the thing that Emily was supposed to drink.
I'm too scared to drink it.
It's a sour, and we didn't store it cold, but it doesn't say to store it cold. But she has brain problems.
It says to gently agitate. It's definitely got, like... fruit purees in
there. Oh, yeah.
I am going to hate it, but that's fine. It's something banana. It's a banana sour or something, right? Something like that?
Banana, pineapple, or something.
Okay.
It's called Holla Back Girl.
Gross. Cool.
Because of how it's B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
No, yeah, I understand. I just think the idea of a sour banana beer is disgusting. You know, Gwen, it was nice to have you here as well. It's unfortunate that you only chimed in right at the end. But Three Stacks, Samuel, and Gwen, great podcasting with all three of you. Everybody else, if you want to, I don't know. What do they want to do? You guys?
Probably nothing.
Probably nothing. If you want to tell us what made you play
Baldur's Gate 3 and watch K-pop Demon Hunters,
comment on our links at bruisetoos.com.
Well, yeah, of course we wanted them to do that. But I was going to say, if you want to let us know what made you lactate the most, then you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsetoos.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday.com. Let's give it up. See you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better. Friend. How much of that beer am I drinking? That much?
Is that a tall boy? Or is that a normal?
Yeah, so why would you put it in this
16-ounce can of a 12.5?
Oh my.